You're listening to the Red Moon Radio Podcast, episode number 22, with special guest Vancouver's Dopey's Robe. Red Moon Radio is a regular podcast dedicated to garage, psychedelic, fuzz, and lo-fi, as well as good old-fashioned rock and roll from around the world. We bring you the best new music and interviews, introducing you to your new favorite band. The show is available on Podomatic and on Stitcher, as well as by subscription on Google Play and iTunes. Follow the podcast on Twitter at Red Moon Radio 1, on Facebook at facebook.com/redmoonradio. Get in touch with us by email at redmoonradio2015@gmail.com. And watch for us along with the other music junkies on the music website 53rdandthird.com. Links to the bands and extras are available in our show notes on the Podomatic and Stitcher pages, as well as on 53rdandthird.com. Come back often and add us to your favorites. Now let's get on with the show. Hey everyone, Erin here. Welcome to the Red Moon Radio Podcast. It's our very first episode of 2017 and the beginning of great things for the podcast. Thanks so much for your support over the last few months of waiting, and thanks for tuning in. I'm really excited to present this episode's special guests. But before we begin, as always, a quick reminder that previous episodes of the podcast, including the last episode of 2016 with Vancouver band The Orange Kite, are available for your listening pleasure on Podomatic, Stitcher, Google Play, and through iTunes. Don't forget to check out Red Moon Radio, along with all the other music junkies and podcasters, on 53rdandthird.com. New episodes are updated on the website with extra content. As I mentioned off the top, this week's guests are Dopey's Robe, another fantastic band out of Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Their self-titled debut cassette was released in early January, and I can say confidently, and I have, that it will undoubtedly remain among my favorites of 2017 as this year comes to a close. Yeah, I know we have nearly 11 months to go, but their debut is that good. You don't have to take my word for it, though. Let's start off the show with the first song on the album, a sludgy garage psych number, aptly titled Psycho. We'll be right back. episode of the Red Moon Radio podcast features Dopey's Robe, self-described sludge psych garage rockers from Vancouver, Canada. As I noted, the band's debut cassette, released in early January through Edmonton label Sweetie Pie Records, caught my ears immediately and it hasn't let up. Combining classic garage and psych hooks without sounding derivative, these guys bring it all to the party. I'm a bit of a sucker for garage rock that you can dance to, and Dopey's Robe definitely fits that bill. If you dig bands like The OCs, any of Ty Segall's many projects, fellow Vancouverites Dead Ghosts, or Chicago's Ah Bones, for instance, I dare you to not enjoy Dopey's Robe. I chatted with Max, Matt, Casper, David, and Coco of Dopey's Robe over the last weekend in January via Skype from Max's place in Van City. Let's do this. I'll just be like, hey, Dopey's Robe, welcome to the podcast, and then I'll ask you to introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, welcome. Welcome to Dopey's Robe. Welcome to the Red Moon Radio podcast. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah.
Hello.
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 So there's a whole collection of you guys here smiling at me. Why don't you introduce yourselves and tell me and the listeners a little bit about the band.
I'm Max. I play guitar and lead vocals for Dopey's Robe.
I'm Matt. I'm the drummer and psycho guy.
I'm Casper, and I play guitar and sing.
I'm David. I play lap steel guitar and percussion, flute, and harmonica.
My name's Coco, and I play the bass.
Yeah,
that's Coco.
Awesome. Welcome. I'm super pumped to have you tonight. Tell me about Dopey's Robe. Where did you come from? Where are you based out of?
Well, we're from Vancouver, and the band started from kind of two bands joining together to form one powerhouse.
Super band.
Yeah. Yeah, no, some shit happened. The band, me and Casper were in a band called The Gulps, and it was going to pieces. And then we went to Max's house, and they're in this band called The Wandering Halls. And, we started jamming with them, and Casper and Max started making music together. And then we're like, well, we should just start a new band with all of us. And then we called it Dopey's Robe.
And so why Dopey and not one of the other?
He's the best guy. Yeah. He's the best.
He's the only guy. In my
He's
books.
The groovy guy.
Yeah. He's the only person that they didn't, the only dwarf that they didn't have in the movie.
He's in the movie?
No, he's not.
What? What are you
of course
talking
he's in
about?
The movie. No, he's not, because he's, yo, check it out.
Of course he's in the original movie. Are you out here?
That's what I heard.
No.
I'm pretty sure he's in the movie.
We've gone downhill.
I thought they like didn't want to show him because he was like associated with like being drunk and fucking stoned or whatever.
No, that's why they showed him.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, Catherine and I are the only people who smoke weed regularly, so we're the and they're the robe that like, you know, keeps us warm at night.
All right.
We're gonna call it Scooby's Mansion Powerhouse or something, and then we change it.
And then we're like Dopey's Mansion. And they were like, no, Dopey's Robe. And they were like, yeah.
So Disney is pretty litigious. Are you worried that they're going to be like, hey, you're using our image?
Maybe at some point.
We're not going to, we're kind of, that was all the imagery we're going to use from it. Like, we're going to keep the name, but we're not, I don't think Dopey's going to be hanging around too much, just on the first album there.
Yeah. If they do, I'm just going to say, I faxed it to myself a bunch of times and made it really like, blurry, so it's kind of my artistic thing now.
Right. Yeah. You've taken it and made it your own.
Yeah, it's mine now. That's how the world works.
You've
got to
fax it to yourself a couple times.
I faxed it to myself.
You use a fax machine?
I used the fax machine on that one just to copy it. I copied it and then took that copy and copied it again, and then it made it look really shitty and lo-fi. And it was nice. And I made it, and that's how we solidified the name.
So you just released your self-titled debut on cassette. You said just last night you had the cassette release party. Can you tell us a little bit about the party?
It was off the hook.
Yeah, it's at the local skate shop, the good skate shop where all the homies hang. Antisocial. Michelle hooked it up huge.
Oh, yeah.
And played with some friends of ours, and it was all good homies. And she just clears out the store and set up and had these crazy visuals.
Jam-packed 300 people in there.
300, 200 people fucking rolling in there and just had a psycho jam. And everyone was having a wild time. Beer cans are flying around. And
played with two other bands, Co-op and Yanni Shrooms.
Yeah.
Both killed it.
Yeah.
Sounded great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And so you just released this album like a couple of weeks ago through Sweetie Pie Records, who are out of Edmonton, right?
Yeah, Nolan.
How did you hook up with them?
The Gulps used to play with Power Buddies.
Yeah, we've all played with Nolan's band, Power Buddies, yeah. Nolan and Dustin. And when we recorded it, we're like, we should make a tape. And then I was like, oh, I know Nolan just started this thing. And I hit him up and he's like, yeah, for sure. And then just hooked it up. And it was awesome. And he just came here for the show. He's actually staying at my house. He's out in a boat right now.
Yeah.
Tell me about the recording this album. Was it just recently recorded? I guess so.
Yeah, we did it all in October.
Yeah. And Max lived at this house that's a teardown. And before they moved out, we recorded it in this basement where the Max and their friend Caleb had a recording studio / jam space. And we just recorded it all ourselves. And Max mixed and mastered all of it, basically. And, it sounded really awesome. And everyone was hyped. Yeah. It was really good to do it all ourselves, too, you know, and like lots of learning, big learning curve.
It was pretty laid back, though. We had like a mansion pretty much on Commercial Drive, and we were just hanging.
Yeah, it's the nice
drinking,
place.
Eating, it's, sitting on a patio.
It's so
smoking.
Funny. Like, we should not have a place that nice to record.
It was like a Hollywood Hills.
I spilled a glass of wine on like a $2,000 compressor or something like that. We saved it, though. We saved it.
Yeah. Good times. I had a balcony that looked onto downtown Vancouver, and we just watched the sunset and smoke left-handed jazz cigarettes. It was good times.
Jazz.
So it's released on cassette. What do you guys listen, like, how do you listen to your music?
Well, the cassette sounds great, yeah. But all the cassettes come with a download code, too, so
yeah.
You can put it on your iPod if you go that route. But we listen to cassette here at Matt's crib, and sounds so good.
Yeah, I got a.
This is how we listen to the music. It's a little tape cassette, and they got.
And CDs are fucking garbage, so. And we didn't have enough money to do a record, so. Yeah, of course we're gonna make a tape.
Yeah.
Nice and warm.
You can actually give it to somebody, you know?
Yeah.
They walk away with something physical in their hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's the first time, well, for me and Casper, and.
Yeah, for us too.
Or no, you guys had the vinyl.
Yeah, we had it.
But it's the first time we've ever had a physical copy of our music, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's good. To see it, to hold it, you're like, we did it!
So why don't you tell me a little bit, how would you describe Dopey's Robe if somebody hadn't heard you? How would you describe the band?
Slimy, psych, rock.
Psychedelic.
Psychedelic. I like that.
Pretty slimy.
Yes, yeah, slimy, just slimy psychedelic garage.
Sewer water.
Sewer
surfer or something, yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
We're heavily inspired by the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, they live in the sewer, and we love pizza too. You
know? We watch a lot of cartoons.
Do you have a sensei?
Yeah, oh, we do.
Matt is Splinter.
No, I'm Splinter. And there's Donatella.
Raphael. I'm Donnie.
I'm Raphael, dude.
Okay. Yeah, we've been over this.
Okay.
I sense a theme with, like, cartoons here.
Yeah, we're pretty into that stuff.
If you went to his house, you'd see a million fucking weird
figurines. He is a cartoon.
He is a cartoon.
Casper's a living cartoon.
Yeah. This is one of his paintings right here.
You guys picked some music to play on the show. Can you tell? Do you remember what you picked?
Yes, number one. I want to do my favorite.
You will
tell me a little. Tell me what you picked and why.
Well, me and Casper just picked them. The tracks are sick.
I picked two hot tracks.
Yeah, the tracks I picked are The Clean, it's a ripping band from New Zealand, fucking early '80s. Beatniks.
Such a good track.
Beatnik is the fucking best track. It's the most ripping organ.
The best. The music video is
the music video is crazy. So it's like them like
I watched that and blew my mind.
Yeah.
And then the other track I chose was Contraption, the demo version, the OCs.
Oh yeah, it's a psycho
track. That, well, the OCs is my favorite band, and we all really like the OCs.
Yeah.
And that track in particular, I remember listening to it. I love that singles record, and that song's really great, and they play it live really fast, but this one's really slow, and it's just so slimy. And it reminds me of being on psychedelics, and like, you always want to like find the beginning of something, and like the lyrics in that, in it are like, recreate the zero that you suspect you are. It's just like, we'll listen to it. It's fucking crazy. I love that song. And then what'd you choose?
I picked a Grateful Dead track that's unbelievable. It's a trucker track. Like, it is like the trucker track, and it has the craziest solo of all time. And it's just a really good track. But I also picked, like, what was it? Oh, White Fence, because Tim Presley is, like, definitely a huge influence and definitely one of the best contemporary dudes doing it. So
just, like, yeah, he has his own certain style for sure, and it's just really cool to see.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
To write him for like a couch to table and recreate the zero that you suspect you are.
Thank you. guys just played a show last night. You played a show on the weekend, too, last weekend. What else have you guys got coming up?
We're doing a 7-inch. We're going to record, like, another 4 or 6 tracks in February.
February 4th, we're going in the studio.
Next weekend.
Next weekend with the guy, Rola Olak, who's a musician here. He's kind of disinvolved. He has a studio, and it's through some people that we got this kind of hookup to do it. So we're going to try to do like a 7-inch and release it like before summer kind of hits, and hopefully do a tour down through Cali and all that and back.
We have a couple shows in February too.
Yeah, in February we're going up to Whistler. Yeah. And we have some friends who are in a band up there, and they set up a show for us in Whistler. And then we set up a show for them at the Cobalt here. So we're doing Whistler and then coming playing the next night back in Vancouver.
And we're touring to Whistler in a crazy old school
bus.
Yeah,
Novotny lives in a school bus.
He lives in a school bus. So we're going, jamming all the bands in there, driving up there with all the gear. And it's going to be crazy.
Excited for this
I'm more excited about the bus ride than anything. It's just going to be amazing. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, feel like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans to come east, more east than Whistler?
No,
I mean it's kind of a toss up because it's like we could go out east and do that tour, we could go down south, and kind of the hookup that we have right now, which is through it's called Space Agency Booking, which is at LA. So they kind of I think want us to go down that way.
Yeah, that's huge.
It's kind of West Coast, I guess. We're sticking to.
I think the thing is too is that a lot of the hookups that we have are bands that live on the West Coast and tour the West Coast. So it only seems right to go down and see old friends along the way.
But definitely be into coming that way. For
but
sure.
Yeah, like I've never even fucking been to the East Coast because I'm an old bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Crib, dude.
I was born in New Brunswick, but I only lived there until I was 1 year old, so that doesn't count. And all my friends live in Montreal. I lost it.
Oh.
No proof anymore.
You're fucking Alberta through and through, but no getting it out of you.
So, are any of you actually from Vancouver originally?
No.
These guys kind of are.
I grew up outside the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rest of us.
No, I used to live in Toronto, and I lived in Montreal. I lived in Florida. I live out here now.
I grew up in Alberta.
From Ontario, yeah.
Where the fuck are you from? Burnaby. That's a mystery.
That's true.
Not Burnaby, that's for sure. I grew up on a farm, boys.
Oh. How do people find you, get in touch, find your music? How do they hook themselves up with this?
The Bandcamp holds it down pretty good.
Yeah. Bandcamp is fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I love Bandcamp so much.
They do a really good job. It's easy to get in contact with us.
Yeah, just search Dopey's Robe, fucking Bandcamp.
And you either get that or images of like.
Yeah, images.
Yeah. We post all our shows on there and our Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
Matt keeps it pretty.
I
real.
Hold it down.
He's kind of our manager, drummer.
He doesn't know how to work the computer, though.
Yeah, I kind of hold. I'm the glue. Everyone calls me.
Yeah.
And it's like, when are we playing that show?
This is a good job to have. You know, to be the glue that holds everything together, right? Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk to me today and share some of your musical taste. And like I said at the beginning, I'm really enjoying the album, and I look forward to a 7-inch and more from you guys.
Yeah, I know. We're stoked. Thanks so much for having us on your podcast.
Thank you.
Many thanks to Max, Matt, Casper, David, and Coco of Dopey's Robe for sitting down with me to chat and share their music. I love learning what bands listen to and where their influences lay. It's no surprise that the guys of Dopey's Robe like great music. As always, during the interview, the guys shared some of their favorite music with us, and it was killer. We started off with a classic from The Clean, Beatnik, followed by the slow and sludgy demo version of Contraption from The OCs, The Grateful Dead's trucker anthem, Althea, and we ended with Balance Your Heart from one of my personal favorites, White Fence. For more information on all that you hear tonight, go to the Podomatic page to see a full listing of the songs and albums, as well as for links to Dopey's Robe's Bandcamp and other social media pages. Now let's continue with some more music from Dopey's Robe. To my ears, these next two songs wear their Britpop influences on their sleeves, in the best way possible. Plus, in 2017, how many 20-somethings reference Casey Jones? Here's the second track from the album called Hookie, followed by that Casey Jones referencing song, Railroad Bill.
Yeah.
Are you convinced yet? Here's a couple more tracks to push you over the edge. The harmonica-driven Get Soft and the surfy, guitar-heavy Poor Boy Trippin'. We'll be right back. case, this episode of the podcast was a lot of fun to put together, and it's gone by way too fast. To end this week, let's slow it down for one last track from Dopey's Robe, Love Ain't Evil. Thanks again so much to the guys of Dopey's Robe for chatting and sharing their music and some of their favorites with us. And many thanks to you for listening. Until next time.